We'll talk to John Kirby of Jayhawk Slant coming up here about 5 minutes from now, recapping that spring game. I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Derek Johnson in studio with me. Matt Tate joins us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. It's not as though KU doesn't get in on these point guards. They were in on John Wall. I believe they were in on Brandon Knight. I mean, they got Mario Chalmers and Sherron Collins, who are both McDonald's All-Americans at the point guard position. They've been in on these guys. Josh Selby was a top four player in the class, and he was technically a point guard. Didn't end up really playing much point guard, and, well, he didn't end up really playing much at all, but that's beside the point. Because I'm not, again, I'm not doing this conversation based off of what they were, who these guys became once they got to Kansas. I'm talking about, is there something about Bill Self's ability to get these top flight wings every single year, yet not necessarily the same success with point guards? Now, John Calipari probably has a lot to do with that, right? Because he's got a lot of these point guards. If you just, off the top of my head, the point guards that he's been able to land: Derrick Rose, John Wall, Eric Bledsoe, Brandon Knight, Tyler Ulis. Who'd they have?
I mean, technically, Jamal Murray. I don't know if you want to count him as a point guard, shooting
De'Aaron
guard.
De'Aaron Fox, certainly, yeah, up there. Yeah, Jamal Murray is more of a shooting guard. And then Coach K got Kyrie Irving, Tyus Jones. I mean, those two guys were, I know KU was in on Tyus Jones, and he and Jahlil Okafor ended up going over to Duke, is who they went to. So, I mean, between those two schools, you're talking about a high percentage of those top flight point guards that KU would be in on. And you made a good point, Derek, that there are simply more wings than there are point guards. But we're not talking about KU getting the fourth best wing or the fifth best wing. We're talking about, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, number one wing. Josh Jackson, number one wing. Kelly Oubre, number two wing. Xavier Henry, number two wing. Wayne Selden was the number three wing, if you want to consider him that, in that class. So, yeah, there are less point guards to go around. Trayvon Duval is the number one point guard in the 2017 class. He's a top five recruit. He's got KU in his final list, although there are a lot of people who seem to think that KU just does not have a shot with this guy because Devontae's coming back, because you've got Malik Newman. It seems like your backcourt on paper is set. And the question becomes, where does Trayvon Duval fit in? Well, what Trayvon Duval is different at, how he plays differently than the aforementioned players, is that Devontae Graham, we saw this past year, is extremely effective playing on the ball, extremely effective playing off the ball. Malik Newman is thought to be of the similar ilk. Bill Self said he'd like to play him some at the three, which, again, you say play him at the three, and you go, wait, he's not very big. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those numbers are almost archaic at this point. That's not how you should look at it. You should look at it as point guard, wing, stretch four, big man. And you can play one point guard, two wings. You can play two point guards, one wing. You can play three point guards.
We get so caught up in positions and height, when in reality, those things, like specifically the small forward position or the shooting guard position, those were just created by fans and for fans to have a better understanding of kind of a starting lineup.
And it's easier to talk about basketball.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to start a small forward. You don't have to start a shooting guard. You can just have a point guard and two wings. You could start two point guards if you want. I mean, the 08 National Championship team, at times, they didn't always play like this, but at times, they would throw out Russell Robinson, they would throw out Mario Chalmers, and they would throw out Sherron Collins all at the same time. That's a shorter lineup than this would be.
And Trayvon Duval is a point guard, period. Mm-hmm. He is not a guy who's going to play much off the ball because he can't shoot. He's not a prolific scorer. He is said to be the kind of guy who's going to get into the lane and create for others. Doesn't that seem like a perfect fit to play next to two knockdown shooters like Devontae Graham and Malik Newman?
It's Frank Mason without the shooting, essentially.
It's Frank Mason without the shooting and
probably
comparable shooters around him. I mean, Devontae, yes, Graham, the same guy, and Malik Newman, you'd like to think, would be a comparable shooter to Svi Mykhailiuk. And that's what this is where people start getting hung up, is the fact that, well, what if Svi comes back? You're saying he's going to come off the bench? Yeah. I mean, yes. there's no guarantee that because you started in year three that, oh, you get to start for as long as you're here.
Well, and I like the fact that it gets to a point where people are like, no, there's no way that this guy would want to go to the bench because he has pro aspirations. Are you serious, though? Are you telling me that other big blue blood schools that have done well in the NCAA tournament, in the regular season, whatever, have not been able to produce pros off the bench? I mean, like, the year that the Morris twins, where Marcus Morris won Big 12 Player of the Year in 2011, Thomas Robinson coming off the bench. He didn't go pro, but if he would have, he still would have been a first-round pick.
Marvin Harrison was a top five.
Marvin Williams.
Who's Marvin Harrison, the Colts wide receiver?
Yeah.
He's good.
He was good, too.
I don't want to take anything away from him. But Marvin Williams was a top five recruit, went to North Carolina in 2005, came off the bench. That team won the national championship game. Marvin Williams was the second pick in the draft. Kentucky brings in
They do it every year.
Kentucky does it every single year.
Devin Booker.
They had, three McDonald's All-Americans coming off the bench in 2015. McDonald's All-Americans, three of them. Marcus Bolden. KU was in on this guy last year. Top 20 recruit, McDonald's All-American, goes to Duke, rides the pine all year long. Now, is he regretting that decision? I don't know. Is Devin Booker regretting that decision to go to Kentucky?
Probably not.
Probably not. I think it's probably pretty safe to say he's okay with it. Trey Lyles, McDonald's All-American, went to Kentucky, came off the bench, lottery pick. You know, and yes, of course, if you had the option between the two, you would choose to go somewhere where you're not going to have to come off the bench. But Trayvon Duvall is not going to come off the bench. Svi Mykhailiuk might. It's not as though this guy has just been so overwhelmingly productive that you couldn't even fathom bringing him off the bench. Let's be quite fair here. Svi Mykhailiuk started because they needed a fifth starter. Okay? It's not because you have to start this guy. It was Vic. It was Svi, then it was Vic, then it was back to Svi.
If Bragg had a good season in the preseason and didn't lose a spot, Svi wouldn't have started.
No. So it's not as though this guy's a shoe-in for being in a starting spot. And yeah, you'd like to think, well, how does Trey, you think he's going to like being third fiddle? I don't know. Josh Jackson seemed to do okay being second fiddle this year. Did it hurt his draft stock one iota?
Well, the ball would still be in Duvall's hands. He just wouldn't get as many points. He'd just get more assists.
That's the biggest misconception with recruiting. Well, he's not going to have as much opportunity. Well, if you think that the NBA scouts are only looking at production, are only looking at how many points per game you averaged, how many assists you averaged, you're crazy. Like, they take those things into account. They're not looking at Josh Jackson going, well, why'd you only average 16-7? They're going, oh, you played with Frank Mason? Gotcha. Oh, your efficiency numbers were incredible? That's fine. That's another factor. When you're not the man, when you're not being asked to carry the lion's share of the work every single night out, you're not having to force shots up, you're not having to constantly pound the ball into the floor to try and create plays, you make less mistakes. And when you make less mistakes, that does help your draft stock. Josh Jackson may average 20-10 if he would have went to Michigan State, but he may average a turnover and a half per game. His field goal percentage might have been 5% lower. His three-point percentage might have been lower because he was taking more shots. You go and play for good teams, your mistakes are covered up a little bit more. And I don't know what prospect that has NBA aspirations wouldn't want that. Now, again, we can talk ourselves into why it would fit, but if you're Trayvon Duvall, what are you thinking? If you're Trayvon Duvall, how seriously are you still considering KU knowing that it's going to be a very talented, but a very crowded backcourt.
But is it not at Duke? Grayson Allen just announced he's coming back for a senior year. You have Frank Jackson as well.
Going to come back.
And whatever other recruits they're bringing on. Gary Trent, the top shooting guard, he's coming in. So they have a crowded backcourt too.
And over at Arizona, another one of the schools that he's looking at, they got Alonzo Trier who's going to come back, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Trier's coming back. Now, the point guard, Raul Atkins, is he coming back?
He's testing. So
he's testing the waters, not hiring an agent though?
No.
Could be another crowded backcourt. So go to one of those three schools, play for a really deep, really talented backcourt, or go to Seton Hall.
Or Baylor.
That's right. Baylor, which he described as really slow town, kind of cool. That's not necessary. If you're a Baylor fan, I don't know if that's the evaluation you wanted to hear from a top flight recruit about your school. It's 3:34 on Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Let's talk to John Kirby of Jayhawk Slant on the other side.